Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you out there in Radio Land. We thank the Lord for you tuning in on this afternoon to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we ask that you will prepare yourselves to praise the Lord, to worship him, and to hear from the Lord on this afternoon. Praise be to God. God has a great blessing for you. And we are so grateful that you tuned in. And at this time, we're going to start off with the word of prayer from Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who will also read the opening scripture. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone out there in Radio Land. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and before your presence, giving you thanks. Thanking you for what you've done for us. Thanking you for your mercy. Thanking you for how you kept us another day and given us another chance to praise and to lift up thy holy name. We thank you for the mercies that you bestowed upon us. We have done nothing to deserve it, but we thank you. Thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us. We pray that you will look upon us with compassion and mercy, that you will have your way today. Let your will be done. Let your spirit prevail, and let the blood of Jesus cover. Oh, my God, we realize that without you, we can do nothing. We're dependent on you today. We're looking to you to take us through, to help us to stand, to help us to go through,
yes,
to direct our path, to lead and guide us, and show us the way that you would have us to go. We pray that you will take control of this broadcast, that you will send your word and send your anointing, and that some soul may be blessed on today. We know you are still working in the miracle business. We know that thou art able, Jesus. We are hoping and praying, Jesus, that someone will receive the word of God and change from their way. We pray, Lord, that you will touch their hearts and minds.
Yes,
and help them, O Lord, to seek thy faith and call upon the name of Jesus.
Yes,
help them to draw nigh unto you, Lord. Jesus, move, Jesus, by your spirit today. Take control of this broadcast.
Speak
to the uttermost, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We pray that you look on the sick and afflicted, everyone that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you will touch them one by one and name by name. You know every name. You know every soul. We pray that you will heal, forgive sins, and blot out of transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We're dependent on your word. In the name of Jesus, work a miracle in somebody's life. Somebody is reaching out to you. They need your help today, Lord. They are requesting prayer today. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, I know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. You can reach down, Lord, and you can touch, Lord.
Jesus,
you can work it out. You know that situation, that soul that is dealing with the stage 4 cancer. We know you can heal, Lord.
Yes,
we're looking to you today, Lord. Heal that soul and mind. Save them, oh Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Jesus, look on the speaker of the hour. Sing your word and sing your anointing. Continue to bless. Have thine own way. And let thy will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to read the opening scripture, and it will be taken from the 143rd number of Psalms. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me. And in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hand. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Me to the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer and also the beautiful passage of scripture coming from Psalm 143. And I thank God because God's word is just right all by itself. And we find everything we need in the word of God. Once again, we thank God for that prayer. And we also thank God for the scripture reading. And at this time, we're going to have some announcements by Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer and the opening scripture. I just want to let everyone know, if you would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has gone forth on the broadcast, you can tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, title one school, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, title one school, and one is O-N-E again. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list, for Mother Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond and the bereaved Anderson family, for Titus Edmond Sr., for the Diggs family, as well, Sister Myrtle Huff's family, Titus Edmond Sr., Romanita Cruz, Logan, Lazar Dumas, Steve Ollins Sr., Evangelist Annette Bradley, and the bereaved family, for Deacon Johnny Valentine, for Deacon Albert Mack, Missionary Rose Mack, Angel Assetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Garnese Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, for Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, we met in Washington, D.C., for Deborah and her daughter, who we also met in Washington, D.C., for David Hameen, for Miss Benton. And I'm also going to go ahead and put myself on their prayer list. Just please keep me in your prayer. And if you are looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth, Ministry of Hope, Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursday, that's 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Sister Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. And the phone number is 339-209-6891 on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock p.m. Grace Temple holds 6 o'clock p.m. teleconference service where Elder Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182 76 1-800-273-1. And if you would like us to list any new ministries, you can go to our website, leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Your name, any petition that you may have, you can leave it in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Or if you are feeling bold, feel free to call our guest line. If you have a testimony, encouraging word, a clergy, if you'd like to have remarks after the word, if you have a song, or you want to request prayer, you can call our guest line. The phone number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148. It's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Amen. Those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we typically sing a song, amen. So just want to sing a little portion of this. Amen. Sorry. You gave me my hand to reach out to man, show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears, I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but cannot wipe away their tears. You gave me my voice to speak your word, to sing all your praises to those who've never heard. But with my eyes I see a need for more availability. I see hearts that have been broken, so many people to be free. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, the storage is empty and I am available to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn the portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. Lord, I'm available unto you, which means that you're here, you're usable for the Lord, and you're here to do the will of God. And I just thank the Lord because we need more people to be available for God's use, that the work of the Lord might go on. Amen. I just thank the Lord for that selection. Amen. And also for the prayer, for the word of God that was read, and it was a beautiful passage of scriptures.
Yes.
I believe David was praying unto the Lord, and he asked the Lord to hear his prayer and to give ear to his supplications, because he knew that the Lord was faithful and that the Lord was righteous. And then further on down, he asked the Lord, he said, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Glory to God. And he said, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. He wanted the Lord to cause him to know the way wherein he should walk. And that's what we should do, acknowledge God and ask the Lord to show us the way that he would have us to go. And then he said, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. David fled unto the Lord for the Lord to hide him from his enemies. And we have a hiding place if we just go to God. And the word of God said, and a man shall be as a hiding place. Glory to God, we can go to God and hide in him. When trouble comes our way, we can pray. He said, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And the Lord, he will do that. Though the earth be moved, he still will take us through whatever it is that we have to go through. So I just thank the Lord for the word of God already. And I'm looking forward to hearing the word of God on tonight coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. So I'm not going to hold her up any longer, but we want to hear the word of God. And I believe God has a blessing for everyone that hear the word of God. So at this time, I present to you in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the prayer, the opening scripture, and for the beautiful selection. And I tell you, God is truly a great God, and he is blessing. And I enjoy just what Evangelist May was saying on that scripture. And it's like, well, we can go ahead on and open that up even more. Praise the Lord. Because that is such a beautiful passage of scripture. And I thank the Lord for that word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I also want to add to the prayer list, Antonio. And also Nicholas. I don't have last names, but those are their first names. They just told me to add their names to the prayer list. So that's Antonio and Nicholas. They are part of the prayer circle with my son. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God for all things, and my soul is rejoicing, and I'm excited about the goodness of the Lord. I'm grateful that the Lord had mercy on a sinner like me. One day he looked down on me, praise the Lord, and he called me out of a world of sin. He began to change my heart and my mind, praise the Lord, and he began to work on me. He converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm rejoicing for what the Lord has done for me. And I'm so glad that God had mercy on my soul. I could have been still out in the world, life all messed up. I could have been 6 feet under. But by the grace of God, I'm still alive, and I can still worship and praise the Lord. I can still clap my hands and open my mouth and give God glory. Amen. And he is worthy to be praised, and this is my goal. This is really my life, to just serve the Lord all the days of my life, to be available to him, to allow him to do whatever he wants to do, how he wants to, and how long he wants to. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So when we say these things, we have to actually mean them. In other words, when you say, I'm available to you, Lord, my storage is empty, that means that God is first in your life. Amen.
Yes.
That God occupies your entire life. Praise the Lord. So making yourself available to him, he will surely bless your soul. And I thank God for all things. At this time, let us prepare to go to the scripture. If you want to get your Bibles ready, and I will be reading from the King James Version Bible, and we're going to say a little word of prayer before we go into the scripture. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We come before you, Lord Jesus, that you may have your way. Lord, let your holy will be done. We pray, God, that you will send forth your word and let your word have free course. Let it minister unto us. Oh, God, let it bless us and let it encourage our souls. Lord, whatsoever your will is, let it be done right now. Lord, let it reach that one who is in dire need, that one that's been waiting to hear a word from you, Lord. We pray, God, that you will speak to them on this afternoon. Not our will, but thy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I ask that you pray along with me for the next few moments as we go to the Word of God. And if you will notice the book of Psalms, the 61st number of Psalms, that's Psalm 61. Verses 1 through 5, and then we want to move over to Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verses 20 and 21, and I also have another passage of scripture I would like to get to, Numbers, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 12, and we'll go as far as the Lord leads. Praise the Lord. We'll start with the 61st number of Psalm, verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name." Proverbs 18, I have a lot of scriptures I'll be skipping about. So starting with the fourth verse, then 7 and 8. 15 through 16, 20 and 21. The Proverbs 18th chapter, verse 4 reads, "The word of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul." Verse 8, "The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly." Verse 15, "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." 16, "A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men." Verse 20, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled." 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Going to Numbers, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 12, it reads, "Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh. And Miriam died there, and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have you made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us in unto this evil place? It is no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. And it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of this children of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I know it was quite a few scriptures. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to try and tie it into this title, God is Listening to What We Say. Yes. And the theme is Speak Life. Hallelujah. In Psalm 61, the psalmist, this is a psalm of David, and David began to pray to the Lord, actually saying the same thing that the opening scripture was saying, Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. And as he went to the Lord in prayer, he made this statement saying, From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. His experience with the Lord let him know that no matter where he was, he could cry unto the Lord. And then he went on to say, When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Praise be to God. We sometimes become overwhelmed, and we are tested, and we are tried, as Moses was with the children of Israel. God had given Moses some specific instructions and told him to speak to the rock. People, they angered Moses. They, you know, by them chiding with him and saying all these different things to him, getting on him about bringing them into the wilderness, and there's no figs, and there's no water, and it's none of this. Oh, we should have died when our brethren died. You know, and those things began to overwhelm Moses, praise the Lord. And instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. He smote the rock. And the water still came out, but not the way God intended. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And therefore, because Moses didn't take God at his word and believe God, if he would just speak to the rock, he lost out in leading the children of Israel from where they were into the promised land. Because the words that we say, God is listening. When they came to Moses and they began to complain and murmur and talk all this talk, God was listening to what they were saying. And when Moses and his brother left the congregation and went to the tabernacle and fell on their faces, the glory of the Lord appeared unto them, because God had heard every word that was said. And then God, he had compassion and gave Moses instructions to go and to speak to the rock. Hallelujah. And they would see the glory of the Lord, and God himself would be sanctified in the eyes of all the people. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But temptation is always around.
The enemy is always trying to get us to do and to say something that we ought not to say. Because the Bible lets us know that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Think about it. We can a world of trouble. And once we get in that trouble, we may not always have success talking our way out of it. Praise the Lord. But I'm here to tell you that God is listening to what you say. And you can speak life. Hallelujah. You can speak deliverance. You can speak blessings instead of cursing. All these things of destruction, you don't have to go down that path. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But God wants to give you life. And as Jesus told his disciples in the 6th chapter of St. John, he told them that the words he spoke to them, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus spoke life to the people. And one thing that happened prior to Jesus saying that, the multitudes that were following Jesus, when Jesus told them that he was the living bread that had come down from heaven, and he told them to eat and to drink, hallelujah, eat his flesh and drink his blood, amen, and they would have life everlasting. People thought, oh, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And they turned and they walked away and they never followed Jesus anymore. Oh, praise be to God. Because they didn't take him at his word. But Jesus knew that the disciples, they were mumbling among themselves, and he did ask them, did this offend him? Praise be to God. And he asked them a question, saying, what and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak, those words are powerful words. They are spirit, and they are life. Glory be to God.
Amen.
But even though he spoke these words of life, there were so many of them that did not believe. They did not take the words of Jesus to heart. But Jesus already knew who would believe and who would betray him. He was aware of that. And praise be to God, he reminded them that it had to be the Father that put it in their hearts or gave it to them to even be drawn to him. Praise the Lord. If God doesn't give it to you, if God doesn't put it in your heart, you can't even get to Jesus. Amen. But God will give you the mind. He will put it in your heart to come to the Lord. And many of you, God has already been speaking to you, and you've been hearing the Lord through his word calling you to come to him, calling you out of sin, calling you out of slothfulness, calling you out of whatever situation you're in. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you to hearken to the voice of the Lord, because the words that God speaks to you, they are spirit and they are life. Those are the words that are going to give you your deliverance. It's going to give you your healing, your breakthrough, your encouragement. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, God has the power to speak it into existence. But we must have the faith to say it out of our own mouth. Praise be to God. If you want God to deliver you, you must speak in faith and know that God has the power to deliver your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. God can do everything. And one thing that really caught my attention was the fact that when Jesus turned to his 12 disciples and asked them, will ye also go? Because the multitude turned and they left and they never followed him again from that day forward. And he asked his disciples, will ye also go? But Simon Peter answered, saying, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Who are we going to go to? You have the words of life. Oh, hallelujah. We can't go to anyone else. And he went on to say, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You have to be sure of your salvation. Praise the Lord. And that really stood out with me. And so whenever I'm overwhelmed, whenever tests and trials are before me, and I feel like the enemy is closing in on me, I can cry out to the Lord, saying, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Oh, my Lord, help me. Glory be to God. I need you to come and deliver my soul. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy talk to your mind and cause you to self-destruct. But some people, they talk so negative about their situation, about everything and everyone else. Praise be to God. But speak life. You know, speak positive things. Speak good things, righteous things. Even though things may seem bad or may even be bad, speak life anyway. Because words, that's what a lot of people don't realize, what words can do. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs talks about what the words and how our words can cause us to fall into destruction. The word, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. So don't go down that path. Don't speak those kinds of words, but speak life, because God, he's listening to the words we say. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Glory be to God. And I'm reminded of how Jesus says that this water that he gives shall be in us a well of living water, springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Those words are powerful. Those words are spirit, and they are life. Glory be to God. So let's learn not to badmouth ourselves or anyone else, because God is truly listening. I believe that Balak wanted Balaam to come and curse the children of Israel, but he could not do it because God told him that those children were blessed, and who the Lord has blessed, no one can curse. Glory be to God.
Amen.
God can even take the power out of our words. We can say something, and God would remove the power of those words and reverse them. Instead of cursing the people of God, he'll make you turn around and bless them. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, God is a mighty, mighty powerful God. And many have heard some negative words. They have heard and they have been hurt by these words. They have been discouraged. They have been put down. And they feel like it's no use. It's just no hope whatsoever. But I want to tell you that there is hope in Jesus. All you have to do is just believe and trust in the Lord. Praise be to God. As the psalmist began to say, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Amen. God will take you in, and he will hold you in his hand. And you can trust him to take care of you. He will watch over you. He will protect you. The Lord will see you through. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So as he began to say in that fifth verse, for thou, O God, hast heard my vow. He recognized God heard the things that he said. He made a vow before the Lord. Hallelujah. And he knew that God had heard his vow. And also that God had given him the heritage of those that fear his name. And then he made that vow that he would daily perform his vows. He was saying in the eighth verse, so will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. So singing and praising God is a part of our salvation. Giving God the glory, lifting him up through songs, through praise, amen, through our words. All of this is part of our salvation. It's a part of our deliverance. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is listening to what we say. So what are you going to say? Amen. Think about what comes out of your mouth. The Bible tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You might go around like you so where you should be and whatnot, but if there's something in your heart, a situation will present itself where it's going to bring out everything that is in you. And when you open your mouth, whatever is in your heart is going to be revealed. It's going to come out.
Amen.
You might hold it for many years and even decades, but somewhere along the line, whatever is in you is going to be made manifest.
That's
because
true.
The Bible is right. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Hallelujah. And so this is what vows a person. Amen. Don't allow your words to defile you. Amen. Don't allow the words that you say out of your mouth to cause you to lose out with God. Even though Moses, he said those words, they still had power and bearing because the water still came out, only it gushed out. It came out in abundance.
Yes.
And that's not what God intended. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So we have to be careful what we say. We have to mind what we say. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm reminded of some time ago I was listening to someone preach and they were saying, you know, put up words around you. Rejoice. Be happy in the Lord. You know, things that you can look at. And I even had some training before, and we had this in this class to put up some affirmation things that you can affirm every day. Like, I am a child of God. You know, things that can encourage you. Amen.
Yes.
I am called by God. I am redeemed. Amen. I have joy. Joy that the world can't take away. So focus on these things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And let those come out of your mouth. And when you find yourself facing adversity, you can actually speak victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. You can speak it out loud, or you can speak it in your heart. Hallelujah. Saying, I have the victory in the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Even though the way may not be there and you can't see it, you can speak it in the name of the Lord. The way is already made. I believe God. Hallelujah. And watch God work. Watch God move in your behalf. Watch God do wonders for you. Praise the Lord. You're designed to be saved. You're designed to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy fool you, because he'll try to tell you God's not going to save you. You've been trying to get saved all this time. God's not going to do it. But he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to die on the cross so that you can be saved. Hallelujah. He sent Jesus to die in our place. Praise be to God, to give us life. So the devil is a liar. Don't let him deceive you. And don't let him make you think that God doesn't care, because God cares.
Amen.
And you can start by saying, Jesus died for me, and I have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. I believe God is going to save my soul. I believe God is going to deliver me. You can start by speaking these words. Speak life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. Amen. And if you desire anything of the Lord and you need some help, I'm telling you, God, he will send you help. You might feel like no matter what you do, how much you've tried, it seems like you just can't get the help you need. But God is our help. You can look
Amen.
To the hills. Will help come from the Lord. Look to him. He will surely help you. Help is available just for you. And anyone who is desiring to return to the Lord, who is backslidden on the Lord, walked away, or was deceived into walking away, you can return unto the Lord today, right now.
Amen.
You can make up your mind and you can fix it in your heart that you're going to return to the Lord with your whole heart. Glory to God.
Yes.
And that you're going to live for him for the rest of your life. That you're going to serve him for the rest of your life. If you're sick in your body, hallelujah, you're desiring God to make you whole, to heal you of your sickness, your disease, your infirmity, whatever it is that ails you. God has the power to make you whole today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The doctors may not be able to do much more for you. And when they have given you up and say to you, there's nothing else we can do, I want you to know that God specializes in things impossible.
Yes,
God specializes, hallelujah, in incurable diseases. God
Amen.
Can just speak the word and you will be made whole and the doctors will be confounded. Hallelujah. They won't even understand it. They won't even know. Glory be to God. But God has done this time and time again. He has confounded the doctors. Amen.
Amen.
And the medical profession. God has confounded them in letting them know, well, you could only do but so much. But God himself can do everything. Praise be to God. It's only so far they can go, but God can do everything else. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. So let us believe God together, and let us go to God in prayer, believing with all of our heart. Amen. If you have any doubt whatsoever,
say this right now. Lord, help me to believe you with my whole heart. Lord, help me to believe you with my whole heart. Because doubt and unbelief can cause you to lose out. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you, O God, for this opportunity to come before you and to call on your name. O God, while we're praying, Lord, we ask that you will forgive us and blot out our transgressions. O my God, search our hearts, Lord, and everything that's not right, everything you're not pleased with, we ask, God, that you'll forgive us and remove it from us right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, stop by right now for just a little while and look on the souls, Lord, who are desiring to accept you as their personal Savior, desiring to be delivered from a world of sin. Oh, my God, be merciful and forgive, Lord Jesus. Lord God, forgive them and take away their sins. Save them, yes, Lord God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we call on you right now, and we ask you this favor, that you will please look on those who are sick today. Oh, my God, stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand on their body. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Touch, Lord Jesus, and raise them up, Lord God. Rebuke the condition and make them whole right now. For with your stripes, we are healed. And we are looking to you, oh God, because you are our healer. And we ask, Lord, that you will make them whole and give them a testimony so they can go forth and tell what you have done for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Jesus. And we are praying, Lord, that you will visit those who are in the hospital. Oh, my God, go to their room and stand by their side. Oh, my God, fill the room, Lord Jesus, with your presence and bless them, Lord God. Heal their bodies and make them whole, Lord Jesus. Anyone who has committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. Lord, make them whole right now according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, God, for the backslider and those who have turned and walked away. Lord, help them to return to you with their whole heart. Help them, Lord, to make it back before it's too late. Please, Lord Jesus, oh, my God, give them another chance, Lord. We know you're able and that you are a God of a second chance. And, Lord, we believe you right now. And we are asking you to stop by the prisons, oh, God, and go into the jail cells, Lord Jesus. We are praying, God, that you will touch somebody's heart, touch their mind, Lord. Save, Lord Jesus. Send deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you, taking you at your word. We are praying, God, for those who are on the prayer list, asking you to please, my God, visit them right now, Lord, and make your holy visitation that they may know that you are present in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will grant them strength and encouragement. Lord, God, we ask, God, that you would give consolation and comfort, oh, Lord, to the bereaved families. Lord, we ask that you will give strength to the weak in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray, God, that you will lift heavy burdens. Lord Jesus, we're praying that you will fix it in the home, on the job, Lord God, in the school. Lord, we are asking you to move by your spirit. And let the glory of God be revealed. Let the powers of God be manifest. Lord, bless your people everywhere. And we are praying for our leader, oh God, that you bless him, Lord. Remember Pastor Jackson. Strengthen and encourage him, Lord God, asking you to give him vision and revelations and help him to lead the congregation, Lord, and bless the church at large. Bless your people everywhere. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bless this ministry, this broadcast, Lord, and bless all of those who are listening on this afternoon with the blessing that they stand in need of. Move by your spirit, Lord Jesus, while this prayer is being prayed. Lord, we believe right now that you're working it out. We believe that you're fixing it right now, God. We believe that you're healing somebody's body, Lord, hallelujah. Yes. We believe, God, that you are saving somebody's soul, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We believe, God, that you're restoring the backslider. Oh, God, we believe, hallelujah, that we have the petition we've asked in this prayer. And we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, oh, God, for hearing our prayers. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for answering prayer, oh, God. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. At this time, can somebody help me give God a
thank
praise?
You.
Just give
hallelujah.
Him a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer.
Yes.
This time we're going to have some remarks. Glory to God from our evangelist. God bless.
Yes, Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank God for that powerful message. Thank God for how preached under the anointing. I thank the Lord for the anointed prayer. I thank God. We must be careful about what we are saying, because God is listening, and sometimes we make all these vows to the Lord, and we don't even carry the vow out, but we have to be careful that what we are saying, we need to speak life. Glory to God. I just thank God for the word of God. We got to let our speech be seasoned with grace. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God that came through her. I truly enjoyed the word of God on this afternoon, and I want to encourage you, Vanessa, I mean, to continue to let the Lord have his way. Speak life. That's right. Somebody want to live, and we got to speak life. Glory to God. That's how we were able to come to the Lord and get saved. The word of life was spoken unto us, and we received it. And God had mercy on us and saved us. So I just thank the Lord for this broadcast on today. Keep on preaching the word of God. And those who can get a word of prayer through, I ask that you pray for me also. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Saying God is listening to what we say. Speak life. And she quoted the scripture of how death and life are in the power of our tongues, and she encouraged us to speak life. And, you know, there are going to be some naysayers, some people who don't believe or see what God has given you to see, but don't let anyone make you lose out because of their own proclamation of death. She was reading, and the people, they were saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. They didn't know, or it seemed like they didn't know that they forgot that God could hear them. They were saying, you know, we wish we would have died. But, you know, you don't proclaim life, death over yourself like that. Just, you know, don't do that because, like she said, God, he's listening. Oh, you want to die? Well, all right then. But, you know, when we speak life, God, he'll bring it to pass if we believe. It was a very encouraging message. I feel encouraged through the word of God. Also through prayer. Keep preaching the word of God the way he gives it to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through our evangelists. We just thank the Lord for each one of you who are listening on this afternoon. We pray that the word of God has blessed you or that there's something in it to encourage you and to help you along the way. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for just blessing us. I am really happy for how God has truly been blessing. And I'm expecting greater blessings from the Lord. Praise God. Why should we limit ourselves? Why should we put limits on God? You know, God can do everything. And therefore, we should just stretch out and let God have his way. Let go of everything and allow God to have his way. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
There's someone who is waiting to hear words of life. You know, they're waiting for somebody to come to them and give them these words of hope. Amen. To let them know that they're the better way. Amen. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Let them know that they have hope in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So let us continue to do the work of the Lord. Those of you who are desiring to be saved, I want to encourage you to keep trusting in the Lord and keep looking to him. Continue to pray. Don't give up. Don't stop. Amen. Praise the Lord. You will be amazed at what a positive mind, a mind of hope would do to change your life. Praise God. Even when it looks grim, when it looks dark, when it looks like things just keep getting worse and things may be getting worse, just know this. God can change your situation in a moment, just like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can speak life. He can speak it, and it comes to pass all while he's speaking it. Glory be to God.
Amen.
That is the kind of God we serve. Praise the Lord. So I just thank the Lord for this broadcast. I thank God for Evangelist May and Khadijah and for them helping me with this broadcast. I thank God for all who are listening in, for your prayers and your support and your help. We just thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done. And I have enjoyed praising and worshiping the Lord on this afternoon. And like I often say, my praise doesn't end here. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
When I hang up this phone, that's not the end of my praise. Glory to God.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it from the time I'm talking to you right now until I go to sleep. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm just going to keep on praising the Lord.
Yes.
Because he is worthy to be praised. And that's the thing.
Yes.
Let's keep our minds on the Lord. Let's continue to praise him. Let's continue to lift him up. And whatever we do, let God be glorified in our lives. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And so before we close out, I'm going to ask Evangelist May, do you have anything else you would like to add?
Not at this time.
Okay. Evangelist Khadijah?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for you and for your patience, and we look forward to you tuning in with us on the next broadcast on Friday evening, if it be the Lord's will. at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. I believe that next Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving. So I know some people will probably be still full from the turkey they ate the day before. I don't know. Amen. But, you know, use temperance. Praise be to God. So, and give thanks to the Lord every day. Don't just wait until that one day and give thanks, but give thanks to the Lord every day because the Lord is worthy and he's blessing us every day. Praise God. So we do thank the Lord for all things. At this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.